WBAL News Now at 6 p.m. In depth.
The message they bring today is simple. Bring them home.
That is Montgomery County State Senator Jeff Waldstreicher welcoming the families of five of the 135 hostages who have been held for more than 100 days in Gaza by Hamas. The group was in Annapolis today meeting with state officials, including Governor Wes Moore. Many of them were in Washington yesterday. Yarden Gonen talked to lawmakers today about the last time she talked to her sister. She was under attack on October 7th.
I was with her on the phone when she was hiding inside a bush, hearing all the shooting and screaming, and her voice saying to me, please be quiet, they will hear you.
Meantime, in Israel tonight, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected calls for creating a separate Palestinian state once the war is over. ABC's Jordana Miller is covering that for us tonight in Jerusalem.
Well, I think, it didn't come as a shock, but the United States has been clear that they envision getting back to a peace process and an eventual Palestinian state. And there have been several reports that Saudi Arabia would be willing now to normalize ties with Jerusalem if they would agree to a pathway to an independent Palestinian state. They would help rebuild the Gaza Strip. They would help support reforms in the Palestinian Authority. And essentially, this is a big step forward. It would be for Israel's ties and integration in the region. But that deal rejected by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has said often that he is against a Palestinian state. And tonight he just made that clear again, saying that, there will be no Palestinian state, and that this would create what he calls a danger for Israel. That is, of course, because Netanyahu has a deep distrust of the Palestinian Authority and does not believe that they would be able to keep terrorist groups or root them out, keep them at bay or root them out in the Gaza Strip should the Palestinian Authority take over in Gaza. And, of course, his power rests on his alliance with far-right parties who would pull out and his government would fall if he said he supported a Palestinian state.
Now, he, as you know, Prime Minister Netanyahu, had a very tenuous status domestically in Israel before the Hamas invasion. Has there been any kind of reaction from the Israeli people to what he said tonight and any kind of backlash against him? Or are they generally supporting Netanyahu?
Netanyahu's popularity has, been sinking and sinking and sinking ever since October 7th, the day of the attack. There is not a huge trust in the Israeli prime minister. The last polls showed, his popularity was down to about 20%. What he could be signaling, or the speech and his position could be signaling that, there will be elections, could be called coming up, not in the immediate, month or two, but elections may be coming around the corner much sooner than we think.
The possibility of an election during a wartime?
Correct. There seems to be a growing push for an election possibly to be called during the war, likely after the intensity of the fighting in southern Gaza, recedes. And that will probably not be for another 2 months. But the idea that Netanyahu is going to lead this country, well into the future, I think just, it just lost another, that proposition just became even more unlikely after tonight.
ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem. Here in the U.S., some of the families of the hostages have been visiting lawmakers, first in Washington yesterday, and a few were in Annapolis today meeting with state lawmakers here in Maryland. Among them, Liz Hirsch-Naftali. She is the great aunt of four-year-old Abigail. That was the little girl who was released by Hamas back in November. She had this message for both the U.S. and Israel.
If stopping the war and bringing home these hostages is the priority, then we need to stop this war.
Jordana, what's the response to this message from the Netanyahu government?
Well, Netanyahu is under incredible pressure from the families of the hostages to free their loved ones. And, you know, their argument is, you know, we want freeing the hostages to be the top priority. And the government seems to say, well, there's two priorities and they go together. Defeating Hamas and releasing the hostages. Now, there's some criticism and debate about, you know, whether that's actually possible to, in the same vein, accomplish both of those goals, or if one really has to come before the other. And so these families are saying, if we need to end the war, as the aunt of four-year-old Abigail was saying in the States, if we need to end the war to get our loved ones out, then let's do it. And we can always, you know, and they're claiming we can always restart the war, destroy Hamas later. The hostages, you know, time is running out for them. Everything we've learned about how the hostages were being, you know, how they were being treated and mistreated and abused from those who've come out has only, you know, has only made their position to get those hostages out even stronger, knowing that they're probably in a lot of danger. And remember, just a couple of days ago, two more hostages were declared dead.
That is ABC's Jordana Miller reporting tonight in Jerusalem. It is 6:23 on WBAL News Now at 6.